The Vatican on Tuesday published the Instrumentum Laboris, the working document of the upcoming Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops dedicated to the new evangelization for the transmission of Christian faith. Articulated in four chapters, the document will serve as the basis of reflection and discussion during the course of the 3 weeks gathering of Synod Fathers, experts, and other invited guest participants from October 7th to October 28th at the Vatican. The General Secretary of the Synod of Bishops, Archbishop Nicola Etterovich, spoke with Vatican Radio about how the document was put together and about the purpose that it will serve during the work of the Synod.
The theme of the new Synod is the new evangelization for the transmission of the Christian faith. Instrumentum Laboris is a very important document in our preparation of synodal discussion. Instrumentum Laboris are the synthesis of answers of all institutions which the Synod of Bishops is in official collaboration. We have 13 Synod of Bishops of Eastern Catholic Churches, 114 bishop conferences in all the world, 26 the Dicastery of Roman Curia, and Union of Superior General. All these organisms answered at the questionnaire of lineamenta about the theme of Synod. And we are very happy that the main sense of these answers are positive. There are a lot of positive things in all particular churches in all the world already done. But there are some problems, some difficulties, and bishops in communion with the Holy Father and in dialogue with them will reflect about this and I hope will give some very concrete, positive proposition for the new pastoral activity of the Church in the present time.
Archbishop Etterovich also spoke about the new evangelization and to whom it is addressed.
The new evangelization is actually for all believers, for all the persons of the good will. Especially, we remember the invitation of the blessed John Paul II to announce the new evangelization, new in ardor, new in methodology, new in expressions. So our ordinary pastoral activity should be more dynamical in this sense. But obviously the new evangelization is directed especially way to those persons which are received the baptism, but they don't live really the Christian faith, don't practice their faith, and they are not regularly at our celebration every Sunday and every feast. So for them it's important to discover the gospel as a good news for them and for all persons of good will, and to share the optimism and the joy to be Christian. And this new dynamism should be new missionary activity, not only in the classical missionary country, but even in our countries, in the Western world, where are growing number of non-Christians which don't know Jesus Christ. So they are duty to know Jesus Christ, the gospel, and we have the obligation to preach gospel to them.